Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as Electric Kiwi.
This is true. And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcin Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. Got my new Jack Skellington hat on that I'm so proud of. When I'm not releasing music under my own name or my side project, Midnight Soundtrack, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists or directing and editing music videos and music documentaries. All things music. I just live for music and film. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Marcio Novelli.
And if you want to look as awesome as Marcio and I hopefully do,
wow,
you can grab one of our Bridge Atlantic shirts at our website. There's a link to it in our show notes, so go and get the
seven different colors.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, so go to that really helps us keep the show going, helps us keep the lights on, as they say. You can actually use a coupon code BTARocks to receive 10% off your purchase as our little way of saying you rock. Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Enough about us. Joining us this week are twins Mercedes and Phoenix Arnhorn of Canadian pop punk group Courage My Love. The band formed in 2009, were discovered at a Battle of the Bands in Ontario in early 2010, and were soon signed to Warner Music Canada. Since then, they've released four EPs and one full-length album, with their new album, Synthesia, due for release in February 2017.
That's exciting. They were nominated for Best Breakthrough Group of the Year in the 2014 Juno Awards, and were named one of the top 100 bands you need to know in 2012 by Alternative Press Magazine. We're looking forward to getting to know more about them, hear more about their upcoming album, and the advice they'd offer to their fellow musicians. So, welcome to the show, Mercedes and Phoenix.
Hey,
what's up?
Nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know, and maybe just go back and forth.
There's really not that much that people need to know, so we'll just need to. Things that people need to know about me. I guess this goes for both of us, actually. Not only do we love music, but we're also both really into horror movies, any type of horror movie, really, especially, like, 80s cheesy horror movies. I think it has something to do with the fact that we're born on Halloween. So that'll be my second thing. We're both born on Halloween.
I'm so impressed by that. I really am.
Thanks. It's like we planned it, but we didn't.
Okay, we might as well do three things. I thought you guys were going to go back and forth. So let's do a third thing. What's a third?
Wow.
Third thing.
I don't know. Third thing. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but I've never broken a bone. So that's kind of a cool thing. I'm 23.
Neither have I. And I was going to, say, now we're going to walk around with broken bones. Ross, you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I have. I broke my wrist playing football or soccer.
You did not.
I guess you call it.
You don't play sports.
Right. I don't play sports, and this is one of the reasons why. Okay, it was at school. It was in our PE class. I guess you guys would call it gym.
Yeah,
because you know, we call everything different things. But yeah, I was putting the goals, so I had to like catch the ball or kick the ball and prevent it from getting in the goal. And some guy like kicked the ball really hard. It hit my wrist like this, and then I fell. But the way I fell on my arm is like I fell like backwards and I broke it.
Yeah.
And the teacher didn't believe me. He was like, no, you're fine. Continue playing.
Wow.
So
abuse.
I did. Like the trooper I am, I continued playing even though all I wanted to do was cry. And I then went to the hospital, had to wait there for 5 hours, but did find out, yep, in fact, I had a broken wrist. And went into school the next day waving my cast in his face and was like, hey, how do I do this now?
Take me. You should have gotten like a week off of PE class.
I should.
Typical PE teacher.
I mean, you know, it's probably karma from forging letters from my parents saying that I was too ill to do gym that week so I could just sit and not do it because I hated it. I hated it so much.
I don't think anyone likes gym.
enough about Ross and his broken wrist. Let's talk a little bit about Courage My Love here.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've had a few bands on the show who work with family members, and it's pretty interesting to hear about how they balance things and what the dynamic is. So I'd be curious to know what the dynamic between you two is, and if you have like defined roles when it comes to things like writing, administration, social media, and all that kind of thing.
Well, our dynamic, we pretty much do everything together, like all the songwriting we do together, all the brainstorming for imagery and art and videos and all that kind of stuff we do together. Obviously perform together and tour together. So it's just kind of like, we're just attached at the hip all the time. And we're a pretty good team that way, because I think we, being twins, it's easy. We can kind of finish each other's sentences literally and figuratively. So that's pretty much our dynamic. And then, I don't know, I think Fien is a really creative person. Wow. So she does a lot. She's been she does like a lot of our demos, and on this album, she's been doing a lot of the programming for synths and beats and all that kind of stuff. So she does a lot of that, you know, the creative musical stuff, you know, the vibe of the songs and that kind of
stuff. But Sade's also like, I couldn't really do that kind of stuff if we didn't have like songs to work off of. So it's good, because a lot of the time she'll start a song idea and then it'll just kind of expand as the demo becomes whatever it is. So it's a good teamwork effort.
And
it's
I think I kind of am more social media than you.
I hate social media. I'm so bad at it.
She doesn't even have any of the like band accounts on her phone.
No, it's just me.
So
so bad.
Basically, you guys work really well together, and that's amazing.
Thank you. Kind of like you and Ross. You guys are a good team too.
Yeah, you know what? We may not be twins, and we may not live in the same country or even continent, but we're kind of attached to the hip.
That's kind of impressive.
I kind of are. You're right.
So do you manage your own social media accounts?
Yeah, we do.
Or is it kind of split?
I mean, at this point, we have like other people who have access to it, like our label, our managers, but they don't post from it daily. We are the ones who post from it all the time.
They're posting the promotional stuff, right? Things like that. Yeah, sure. You can clearly tell the difference.
Yeah. Right. Unless there's something that's like really, if it's really important and time sensitive, they will take care of it.
Sure, sure.
But for the most part, it's Fien and me, or mostly me.
Mostly you, to be honest.
Awesome. So, you know, you guys signed to Warner Music Canada pretty early in your career, and you guys were, how old were you?
17.
That's young. Yeah. Were you still in high school or just finishing it?
We were kind of weird. We were like homeschooled throughout our teen years.
So we were taking courses online at that point.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah.
Like we said, you guys totally have hippie parents, because your name is just like, I'm a total hippie parent. I know it. So you guys were homeschooled your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. We went to public school for a while when we were younger, but right when we started getting into our high school career was where we started doing music and kind of doing that full time. So we found out pretty quickly that we didn't have enough time to do everything that we wanted to do and do, you know, your regular school hours at the same time. So we ended up taking a lot of courses online, hiring tutors, and my parents were really supportive with all that kind of stuff.
They're really good at like that kind of stuff.
So around age 14 is when we really started doing homeschool and then music full time.
I love that. You know what I mean? And I think that I always say, I think about like 90% of what you do in school is kind of useless. There's just so much wasted time. I mean, there's a social aspect, of course. I mean, pro and con for sure. But you know, I something I've considered for my kids. So I think that's it was a positive experience for you.
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. And it's not like we don't have any friends and we're like sociopathic weirdos. Like we totally
besides
know how
being
to make
born
friends.
On Halloween.
Yeah, other than that, and like we just randomly love scary movies. But, the gorier the better, for sure.
Right.
But you know, like we can function in society. A lot of people kind of assume if you're homeschooled that you are like just totally sheltered from the world, and you live in a basement and you're like Amish or something. I don't know. So it's That's not the reality, okay? No. That's not how it is.
Well, going back to that, so you guys signed really early in your career. You know, what would you say was the main benefit of label support? And, you know, if you hadn't signed to Warner, for example, you know, how do you think things would have progressed for you if you were doing things independently?
I guess it's just easier if you're signed to a major. You just get funding for things like that you wouldn't have if you weren't signed. It's easier to tour because they'll give you a tour budget. It's easier to make cool videos because they'll fund a lot of that.
Opportunities as well. Like, we never thought of ourselves as ever being on the radio because it was like, how do you even go about that?
Yeah.
But for this new single, Stereo, that just came out, it's starting to get radio play a lot in Canada. And hopefully, you know, we've got some things in the US, but hopefully it travels outside of that as well. But that's something that we would never know how to even get our foot in the door if we didn't have people who, it's like their job to get it done. So,
have you learn a lot. Yeah, I was just going to ask. It's exactly what I was going to ask. What have you learned from that? And do you think that if tomorrow you became independent, if you'd be able to sustain your career, having picked up, you know, and learned from the last few years? From being on a label,
I think like you learn a lot working with those kind of people and just learn how, I guess, like the industry works. But I do think you can do it independently too. It's just kind of about having that savvy and like knowing the right people and stuff.
In this day and age, it's a lot easier too because we have, you know, you can not that we did this, but you can record an album on your laptop and you can to kind of reach a whole new fan base of people just through social media and stuff. So I think that aspect of it is totally doable on your own.
You sort of briefly touched on the new record a little bit earlier. I know you said Phoenix has programmed some of the tracks. As a whole, were you involved more in the production side of things this time around compared to previous releases?
Definitely.
I think so. Mostly just also because we both kind of, you know, after recording for like a couple of years, like we already kind of knew more about recording and like how to do certain things and like the terminology, I guess. So it makes it easier to control and kind of produce your own stuff if you already know the words and like what to say. And yeah.
I don't know. I think this time around we had a way clearer vision of what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. 'Cause up until this point, it's been like, for example, every video has just kind of been like, oh, that's a cool idea, let's do that. Or we write a song and it's like, okay, that's cool, let's do that. But this time around, we really were paying attention to the aesthetic of everything and the general vibe, making sure everything ties together. So all our videos are going to have a general theme and sort of tie together somehow. And all the music kind of has, it's very eclectic, but it does have a vibe that ties it together. The album art, just, you know, in general, we were really playing with kind of old technology and 80s. We were just saying how we love 80s horror movies and stuff. So, like, for our videos, we're shooting them all on, like, really old school cameras and kind of playing around with 70s and 80s video effects and stuff like that. And using a lot of that same type of thing, like radio broadcasts and samples from, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff in our music, too. So it's just going to be I think it's going to be a lot more just tied together and solid this time around.
And hopefully it sounds like us, like a bit more like, you know, I think it's hard if you're a band and you're young and like you've only been doing it for X amount of years. It's hard to find a sound necessarily because sometimes, I don't know, it just
you're
takes
so
a while
excited to be doing
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You don't care about that.
But yeah, hopefully like I think we found like a sound that we really like and we can go after in the future.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. I really am excited to hear it. So did you guys work at all with an outside producer or did you guys completely produce it? Okay, who'd you work with?
There's
one of my all-time favorites, David Bendis, lives in New Jersey. So he's like one of my all-time favorites. And so he really taught us a lot about how to, you know, thrive in a studio environment. And I felt like I was starting at square one again because all the stuff we did with him, there's no like editing on the vocals, there's no auto-tune, there's no like timing of the drums, everything was live, like performed.
Nice.
So I felt like even just learning how to properly play to a click, I just like really, we honed in on that kind of stuff. And then Chris Perry, who's also our manager, and he did For Now, he did Becoming. So, you know, we still have some of that vibe in there as well.
So what was the process like, though? Did you guys start a song from scratch production-wise with them and then bring it home and kind of add your extra flavors to it? Like, how was the process for the actual production of the album?
I think kind of it's the opposite. Yeah, more the opposite. Like, yeah. We had, like, all these demos on my laptop where we kind of had all the synth parts and everything figured out and all the drum programming and then some guitar and stuff in there, too. And then we'd bring it to the studio and then kind of rearrange it, I guess, in pre-production and just find all the best parts and, like, expand on those, I guess. And then, yeah, just kind of, like, figure out the best version of the song in the studio, I guess. But, and David especially is very creative, like, when it comes to the songwriting of it.
He's really good. He's a really good songwriter, too, so that helps just figuring out parts and stuff, for sure. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. I'm excited to hear this, and I'm happy for you guys. So,
thank you.
I want to ask, has there been a standout moment in your career so far? And I'm sure you'll have many more to come in the future, but, you know, perhaps something that many people don't know about, you know, that was maybe an important personal milestone for you guys?
For sure. There's been a lot of those, especially the past couple of years, just like the past 2 years, especially. Like, I think in terms of touring, doing Warped Tour for the first time was a really big milestone because we thought, like, yeah, we've done tours. We know what we're doing. And Warped Tour is a whole other can of worms. like, it's really fun, it's awesome. And it's awesome, and the people are amazing. But it is just, like, really hardcore every day. Like, you're putting in probably 10 to 12 hours of work every day. And it's, like, a real tour, just traveling in a bus or bandwagon together. It's like the same thing every day, but it's still different every day. It just kind of pushes you, like, mentally and physically, because, like, well, for us, like, we're not at a level where we can have techs just, like, dolly all our gear down to the stage every day,
and we just
like sleep in and show up. Like,
so we just, like, we'd have to, like, wake up at, like, 7 a.m. and, like, trudge with all our crap down these, like, muddy parking lots and stuff. And like,
then, you know, it's fun, but
it's super, like, we're not trying to complain.
No. But after a while, it kind of, like, you get in this mindset where you're just there to, like, work, and you're, like, playing the show is, like, the easiest part of your day.
And then
everything else is,
work.
Like, yeah, the hard part, like, getting your gear there, doing the interviews, doing all that kind of stuff.
The flyering.
Yeah, you have to go.
Merch,
yeah, yeah. There's so much stuff. But no, but it's, like, a really good tour to kind of cut your teeth on, for sure.
You guys ready for 20 questions?
Yes.
All right, who was born first?
Technically me, but yeah. I mean, it's a weird C-section, but yeah, it came out first.
Okay, but you came out first.
Ew, you don't need to tell them that.
It's okay, I was C-section too, so.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies for sure.
Are you guys vegetarian?
Yep.
Yes, vegan. Okay, sorry. I always do this, the typical vegan thing, you know. We feel like we're kindred spirits,
cool.
You know. Anyway.
Because it's rare. Yeah, it's rare.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter, I think.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Ooh.
I think. Yeah, Facebook.
Marvel or DC?
Man. Marvel.
Yeah. Yoga or yogurt?
Yogurt.
Vampires or zombies?
Ooh, it's your turn. Zombies for sure.
Education or experience?
Experience. Homeschool.
I was going to say.
Stranger Things or Orange is the New Black?
Stranger Things.
So good, right?
Yeah,
so good. Okay, so I hope you guys give the right answer for this, but Canada or Scotland?
Oh,
jeez. Be careful, ladies.
We've never
been
to Scotland.
The only possible way to do this.
Okay.
What's your answer?
I mean, I've never been to Scotland. I'm really sorry. I'm going to say Canada. I'll say Scotland, whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's the only way we can neutralize this.
Yeah. Isn't that where churches are from?
Yeah.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah, churches are from Glasgow, actually, where I live.
Glasgow!
And I was going to say, I'm sure there's a lot of churches.
No!
Okay, no.
Like with a V. Churches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, anyways. Churches and Ross, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Churches exactly. All you need.
That's all you need, huh?
Talent or attitude?
Talent.
Talent. Yeah.
Obviously. American Horror Story or The Walking Dead?
Oh, man. Hmm. The Walking Dead.
Really?
I'll say American Horror
You can't
Horror
fucking
Story.
Swear on this show. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
Dang it.
You're, actually, usually I'm the one to drop the first F-bomb, so I'm proud of you. Yeah. I'm really proud of you. I really am. I'm impressed.
Okay, good.
Actually.
It's not you for once.
I mean that sincerely.
Jeez.
I'm throwing back to your 80s horror movies here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I did look through your Twitters, so I knew that in advance that you liked them. So I'm going to ask you to pick between two heavyweights. I'm going to ask you to choose between Freddy or Jason.
Ooh, I knew this day would come. I got to say Freddy. I mean, it's just, I love the, dream world, trippy, crazy
Freddy
stuff.
Yeah, I guess Freddy. I love Jason, but Freddy takes it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a Canadian versus American band, but Mariana's Trench or Fall Out Boy?
I'll say Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, me too.
They have some hits. They have some classics.
For sure.
Sorry. Sorry, Mariana's Trench.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why we still ask this question. We started asking this question when Miley Cyrus was doing all that annoying stuff. And it's an ironic question, but
that's
twerk or work?
I guess I would like to say a healthy balance of both. It's too hard to choose.
That's the right answer, actually. That's the
but
right
you know,
Do you
want to
hear...
This,
I made
this
a joke about... Oh, sorry. I'm literally interrupting you with the worst joke of all time.
No. Oh, no, please. But, okay, please
tell
do.
The worst joke.
Please do.
I made this myself.
Oh, God.
In case you couldn't tell. So, what does Billy Ray Cyrus say to Miley every morning when she wakes up?
What?
Miley, get twerk.
So bad.
You have to laugh.
You know what? We seldom have Canadians on the show, and I it's such a reflection of myself because the amount of times you guys have said sorry.
Sorry.
People always tell me I say sorry. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But we do. We
you
say
do.
Sorry
you
and we tell
you
cheesy do. Jokes. It's kind of awesome.
That's fine.
It's kind of awesome.
That's fine. But what I was gonna say about twerk or work, I think Marcio, what we have to remember is twerk or work is not a literal question. It's more, a metaphorical question.
Like partying or working, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's philosophical.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is philosophical. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yes, that's the word. Sure. So from one serious question to another, Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
You guys don't know who Michael Bolton is, do you?
I know who Michael Bolton is.
Oh, you know what? I'm so impressed with you today. Like, really?
Really?
Both of you, but
you're killing it.
You swore and you know who Michael Bolton is.
Oh, jeez. it might be because I saw, a car commercial where he's, singing in it and stuff, but whatever.
Who cares where
I didn't need to go that far.
We know Michael Bolton because our mothers listened to Michael Bolton when we were, little ones. So that's why we know.
So I'll say Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Same, because of the Thriller video. solely because of that. Oh.
Tying in, there's a theme. You were talking about a theme on your album. There's a theme in this interview. See this?
Yes.
It moves around. It's working out. Again. Celine Dion, Canadian, or Marilyn Manson?
Oh, man. Celine Dion.
Really?
I love Marilyn Manson. But she is a golden unicorn.
Yeah,
she is the Canadian pride. She's the crown jewel of Canada.
I'm an awful Canadian because I totally would pick Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I think most people would.
No, most people don't, actually. Most people don't. Actually,
they don't, really?
Maybe a healthy balance. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to go back and sort of tally
we're
all these up.
We're not
going to
do that.
Yeah,
no. We're not going to go back.
We say we will. Good intentions.
You can do that, Ross.
No. So... Whale or kale?
Whale or kale? Is that a hidden... What is it meaning? I don't know the lingo here,
ladies,
guys.
Ladies, they rhyme.
Okay, all right.
You know, we may be in our 30s, but you know, rhyming is still fun.
It's important. I'm just gonna
do age just, me.
Yeah, you don't need to even say that on air, God.
I look pretty good for 55, though, don't I?
You do. I look pretty good for 105. Yeah. 42 last May. Kale. Oh no, whale. I'm just gonna think in terms of like what I'd rather eat. I don't know. It's just easier. I don't know. It's just easier. But I'll just say kale, I guess.
Yeah,
because of that.
Yeah. Fair enough. Bette Midler or the Riddler?
The Riddler. I think the Riddler.
Isn't Bette Midler?
She's that like, rah, like, yeah, the, like, show tunes.
Is
lady.
She in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
No.
She was in Hocus Pocus, that amazing Disney film that Marcio hates.
I don't care. I'm just not in love with it like you are.
Are you
scared?
So good. It frightened you. Don't lie. You were terrified of that movie.
Oh, man.
I guess Bette Midler. I'm just going to switch it up.
Keeping it real. Question.
She's keeping it real is what she's doing.
She is.
Keeping it real. So keep it real on this one. Your final question is, Ross?
Oh, no.
Or Marcio?
Don't do this.
You know what we have to do.
No. I'm just going to say a healthy balance of both, like I did with that other
That's
question.
Like asking yin or yang.
You can't pick.
There's no, you can't pick. You're literally wearing a white and black shirt. Like it's yin and yang.
Yeah.
True. Without one, there's no other can exist. Yeah. So
this is true.
I'm sorry.
That might tapping be, out of this question.
That might be one of the best answers we've received in our 120 plus episodes. What advice do you have for young bands starting out? How do they get to like the next level?
I think it's like a good idea to just stick with it. I think a lot of bands quit early, kind of like before anything really happens for them. Because it actually takes, I don't know, just in our experience, it's taken a lot of time just to get anywhere really notable, I guess, you know, like, or do any, it takes a long time to actually make things happen. So don't get discouraged just because you have to wait or feel like you're waiting.
Even the overnight successes that seem to be overnight successes have probably been at least putting in like 5 years.
Yeah.
So like Lorde was signed for like 3 years or something before she even put out an album and hadn't done like shows or anything. Like they were just working on songs with her.
I think that's probably the best advice because anyone, if you play enough shows and you're around long enough, people will become your fans just through the science of like, if someone hears your name enough or sees you enough, they end up liking you.
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm just saying it will happen eventually. Yeah. The key is just to not give up.
And I also think another good thing is just to try to stay true to yourself because I know when you're young, you're super
impressionable
and people always feel, I mean, people want to give you advice, but
advice is free.
Yeah. People always feel like they need to kind of steer you in one direction or another, right? When you're young. But I feel like if you stay true to yourself and you put out music and content that you like and you believe in, then other people will too. Cause you can smell baloney from a mile away. So that's my advice, I guess.
That was a lot of advice.
A lot of advice.
It's all valuable. So we appreciate that. For sure.
Don't let people tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you what to do.
We kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. I mean, I know you mentioned social media and how you guys do quite a lot of the social media yourselves. How important is it to have a personal connection with your fans? And what would you suggest for artists who are maybe struggling with it or aren't sure where to start?
I think it's really important right from the get-go. So I'm not sure. I mean, I know that you'd know who they are. Tegan and Sarah are a Canadian group. And they have been doing... Their career has already been like almost 20 years long. At least 15 years long. Mm-hmm. And it's because their fans are so diehard. And now they're finally seeing, I think, the success that they deserve. But they've been tinkering away for at least a good 15 years.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that they have a career arc, which is, you know, starting low, but gradually and steadily, going up, they have a real career, like a lifelong career. And I think that's because they have taken the time to really connect with their fans
And that's what it takes in this day and age to have a lifelong career, as opposed to be just being a flash in the pan, because your fans will remember who you are. And that's something that we especially just take pride in, is at every show, we're always at the merch table after for like a good hour, just talking to everybody. Mm-hmm. And we make, like, we stay until literally until they kick us out, because yeah. we just want to make sure we talk to everyone. And it's gotten us, you know, even in other countries, people really appreciate that, and they know who we are. And I think it's because they know that we genuinely care.
I think, like, people will care more about your music and you as a person if you just make, like, a personal connection with someone, right? Mm-hmm. So even if it's just talking to someone for 5 minutes after a show, that person will remember the conversation and you'll remember them. And then the next time they come to a show, you guys will talk again. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. they just feel more connected to the band because they like the people in the band, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's important. Yeah.
Well, speaking of connecting with people online, what's the best place for them to find you? On the internet, not in person.
Wow.
I'm asking your address here. I'm asking for your
IP address.
I was going to say, with Pokemon Go, you can find me we have all the websites. So if you want to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, anything, Facebook. But you can go to our website, which is just ilovecouragemylove.com. Courage My Love was taken, so... but if you go to ilovecouragemylove.com, all our socials are there. Perfect. And, you know, iTunes, all of that kind of stuff. But pretty much anything you can imagine, we are on.
Awesome. Awesome. And you can find us, as in the show, on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts, which I'm always talking about while you're there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And as for me, I'm working on my second solo album, and you can be part of it at marcinavelli.com/pledge. And I've also got an acoustic EP coming out that I would love for you to go get. You actually get a free download of that when you support my upcoming new solo album. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify, which are all my name, Marcinavelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment, and you can check out my work and my blog at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton, Joe Centenary, Buck Naked Soap Company, 30 Roses, and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out because they help to keep the show alive.
And if you want to help keep the show alive and receive a free t-shirt, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes as well, so you don't miss any episodes. And also leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
Yes, Mercedes and Phoenix, you girls are just awesome.
Thanks. Awesome. You guys too. Thanks for the interview.
Yeah, you're really a pleasure to chat with. And I just wish you continued success. And I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to the new album. And I'll see you guys at a show soon.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I'm going to go and pre-order the album right now because I believe I can pre-order it from your website. So
I'm going to get on there. Sure.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys. You guys are really great hosts.
Yeah. Together.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Man, you guys are the only ones that make us feel good about ourselves. You're awesome.
Right?
Come back anytime, okay?
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.